I'm Bill Bullard, and I'm the CEO of RCAF USA.
Tell me what the purpose is of the series of meetings that you're putting on in Missouri.
Well, we have a brand new president, a brand new Congress, and we need to decide what direction our U.S. cattle industry needs to head in order to make sure we have an opportunity for profitability long into the future. We're concerned that the industry is headed in the same direction the poultry and hog industry have already headed, and that is where the meat packers capture the supply chain away from independent producers. We want to develop a strategy to ensure that our cattle industry remains independent and that we do not become a captured entity like our sister and brother poultry and hog industry. So we want to prevent the chickenization of the cattle industry. To do that, we need to make some significant changes. And that's what we're proposing, and that's why we're holding meetings across the country to inform producers what the current state of their industry is, what changes we need to make in order to make sure that we have a promising future for the industry, and then talk about what the industry is trying to do to lead our industry into this captured, vertically integrated model that has been successfully applied already to those other industries.
So far, what are you hearing from a cross-section of cattlemen that you're talking to?
Well, I think they clearly realize the importance from a competitive perspective of being able to distinguish your product in the marketplace. And so they are somewhat in disbelief why Congress would repeal country of origin labeling, for example. And that's a critical component to changing the direction of this industry. We need to be able to compete in the marketplace. You can't do that without country of origin labeling. And producers get that. They understand that. They also understand that we have to have rules of competition in the marketplace to ensure that there's a level playing field between hundreds of thousands of disaggregated producers who ultimately market their cattle into a marketplace where four firms control 85% of the market. So they realize that they're disadvantaged in the marketplace unless we have clear and concise rules that can be enforced. They also understand that we need to enforce our antitrust laws, and they know that we've been headed in the wrong direction with our international trade policies. And so these are all issues where the industry is beginning to realize if we're going to ensure a profitable opportunity in the future, we've got to change the direction of our current industry, and now is the time to do it. We have a president saying he wants to encourage producers and consumers to buy American. You can't buy American unless you can distinguish the USA product in the marketplace, and that's why country of origin labeling is so important, and producers get that.
And of course, with the new administration too, they've backed away from multilateral trade agreements. What is your feeling?
Well, we think it's refreshing that we finally have a president who realizes that we have been pursuing trade models that have actually been weakening our economy and weakening our cattle industry. We have been accumulating a huge deficit in the trade of cattle and beef with the 20 free trade countries we already have. We can't continue to do that and expect to have a strong and vibrant industry. Finally, the president says the emperor wears no clothes, that we've been pursuing a model that has been harming the United States of America. We agree completely. One good example is that in these agreements, the rule of origin says that the origin of beef is in whatever country the animal is slaughtered. That means a Brazilian firm can bring cattle from Brazil, perhaps in the future when that's allowed. Today they can bring them from Mexico, slaughter them in the United States, send them duty-free to a free trade country like South Korea with a product of the USA label on it. That's deceptive and that's wrong, and we're glad the president recognizes that.